Biden to give free work permits to most of 70,000 Afghans brought to U.S. thus far. By John Binder on November 8, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has announced plans to provide work permits to tens of thousands of Afghans brought to the United States, free of charge. On Monday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced that the agency will exempt Afghans brought to the U.S. via humanitarian parole from filing fees to help facilitate their resettlement in the U.S. by streamlining the processing of requests for work authorization, green cards, and associated services. By providing these evacuees with access to streamlined processing and fee exemptions, we will open doors of opportunity for our Afghan allies and help them begin to rebuild their lives and communities across our country more quickly, Mayorkas said in a statement. The policy move means that most of the roughly 70,000 Afghans, whom Biden has flown to the U.S. for resettlement across 46 states, will be able to apply for and secure work permits without paying the $500 filing fees that other foreign nationals typically must pay. As Breitbart News has reported, multinational corporations in the airline industry, pharmaceutical industry, big banks, and tech conglomerates are working closely with the Biden administration to funnel Afghans into American jobs. Facilitating much of the corporate partnership is a non-governmental organization, NGO, backed by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama and former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Michelle Obama. As of November 1, about 10,000 of the 70,000 Afghans brought to the U.S. thus far have been resettled in American communities with no say from residents or local and state officials. Refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee, and within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double the number of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.